Chew It Over by Getzel Rubashkin. If you're following along from the book, turn the page when you hear this sound. If you don't have the book yet, you can order it online at chewitoverbook.com, or you can find it in your local Jewish bookstore. In a small, sleepy village, not too far away, a small, sleepy child was starting his day. He was new in the town. He'd just moved to the west. He was ready to put his new home to the test. Were there fun things to do? Nice people to meet? He put on his shoes and went out to the street. He walked past some houses, a tractor and plow, but he stopped in his tracks when he saw a large cow. It was time for its breakfast, and with barely a sound, it tore up a mouthful of grass from the ground. It chewed for a while, it swallowed, and then it coughed it all up, and it chewed it again. "Wow," said the little boy, "there's something new. I'm always finished the first time I chew." "Well, sure," said a voice somewhere off to his right. "Just one time's enough once you've taken a bite." The boy turned toward the voice, half in surprise, and he saw a young farmer with kind, gentle eyes. The farmer came closer to where the boy sat and gave a warm smile and a tip of his hat. "The cow's stomach," he said, "just won't work with one chew. So there's only one thing for that stomach to do. It softens the food, sends it back to the mouth, which chews it again, and then sends it back south. All kosher animals eat that way too, and that is a lesson for me and for you. Our stomach, it's true, doesn't need to prepare. Just bite, chew, and swallow. It takes it from there. Before you bite in, though, you'd best think it through, to be sure that the food will be healthy for you. The first time you think, it might seem okay. But did you get it right? It's too early to say. You must think again, then again if you must, before you will have a result you can trust." "Oh yeah," said the boy as he got to his feet. "That's something my mother just loves to repeat. Not all food is healthy, so don't be too hasty to pop in your mouth anything that looks tasty." That made the man chuckle. He nodded his head. "That's just what I'm saying. That's very well said. The one thing I'd add is that you should include all the choices you make. It's not just about food." The books that you read, the games that you play, the friends that you make, and the things that they say. These are some of the things, though not all, not by far, that will have an effect on the person you are. Not all things are healthy, so just take it slow until you've discovered the right way to go. The boy hummed. "I think I see what you mean. I can think of some things not as good as they seem, like playing with friends when I really should not, and instead spend some time on the homework we got. The game is fun now. I can learn later on. But when the game's over, the day is all gone. Or like reading the latest best-selling book that makes it seem fun to behave like a crook. They're in every bookstore. They're on every shelf. But is that what I want to be telling myself? Or like taking a dare or making a bet to do something crazy you're sure to regret. Your friends might consider you king of the pack right up to the moment you're flat on your back. Just do it seems silly, and so does just don't. I think I should think if I will or I won't." The man nodded his head, and then he replied, "You must chew it over before you decide. Some things are terrible, others are good, and others are fine if you stop when you should. Like stopping to talk to a great kid like you. It's really been nice, but there's farm work to do. I think my son's home. You should stop and say hi. He's the same age as you and a really nice guy." With that, he walked off towards the tractor and plow as he waved to the boy standing next to the cow. So the boy headed over to make a new friend, excited about new beginnings. The end.